Bienvenidos a un capítulo más de International Talk Time with American School Way. El día de hoy tenemos un invitado de Sudáfrica y aquí van algunos datos para que ustedes presten atención al final del podcast. Puedan evaluar qué tal estuvo su inglés. Nuestro embajador nos va a estar hablando de qué tal fue su primera impresión de Colombia. ¿Qué es lo más interesante que ha encontrado en Colombia? ¿Qué tal es la comida? ¿Qué tal son los espacios? ¿Qué tan segura es Colombia? Y al final, algunas recomendaciones para que si ustedes de Sudáfrica quieren venir a Colombia, vengan a visitarnos, o si usted está en Colombia y quiere ir a Sudáfrica, pueda ir a conocerlos. Bienvenidos. Welcome to International Talk Time with American School Way. Since this moment, this is just English. Enjoy it.
Hi, and welcome to the American School Way podcast. My name is Camilo, and well, today we have a great guest, an ambassador from South Africa. So, well, let me introduce you to the... So, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right. So, I tell you, these like the nickname, but they want to know. You're right. All right, so...
Hey, guys, my name is Diabel, and I'm here with American School Way.
Great. Okay, so well, you're from South Africa, right? What was your first impression once you came here?
Well, the first impression, believe it or not, was actually organization. Where I'm from, things are pretty chaotic. Nothing is really organized. So seeing a bit of organization was actually quite refreshing coming here.
All right. Organization in terms of what?
The traffic, it looks terrible. But it's in a sense a little bit organized. Cleanliness, believe it or not, it's much cleaner where I'm from. So seeing that also being a bit organized, it's very refreshing.
Okay. For how long have you been here?
I'm now going 8 months.
8 months. Okay. Well, what was the best thing? I mean, the very first impression you had was something that you really like about Colombia.
The amount of parks the city can have is amazing. Also, like where I'm from, we don't have parks really. Like here, you get Parque de los Nevadas, all those types of places, which is like really amazing. And to see that in a city is astonishing. Like the amount of grass there is, there's ponds, there's trees, it's really great.
Interesting. Well, as far as I know, South Africa is one of the most civilized countries with a lot of buildings, all this, and I'm like, what about the nature? It's not that hard to see nature over there.
Nature we have a lot of, like quite a lot, but the difference is we don't have the mountains in South America. We do have mountains, we do have beautiful felt, we have forests, a little bit, we have desert and those types of things, which is good to see, but you have to travel far to see it. But, I would say Colombia is actually a bit more beautiful in my opinion.
Okay. What about the food? I mean, what was the first impression for you in terms of food here?
Food so far, I haven't had a bad experience. The food is actually quite nice. It's just slightly difficult to get spices, which I'm used to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm used to a lot of red meat, like especially beef. So in a restaurant, it's more common to get, you know, chicken and pork. Where around from, we like built on beef. So it's sometimes a little bit disappointing, like especially when you order a steak. It's like that's the wild from is like that.
I know.
So otherwise, the food has been pretty good. My favorite these days is sancocho, which I really enjoy.
You like it?
The rest of the food is great. Obviously, every morning, arepas. That's stuff. It has to be arepas.
Okay. That's the top. Okay, well, now in terms of security, what is the difference between Colombia, South Africa?
Our crime rate is much higher, Like seeing the presence of the police for me is actually very impressive. Like obviously in South Africa, if you phone a police station for emergencies, there's no vehicles or there's no staff. It takes a very long time for them to go to a crime scene or accident scene. Security is not quite good there. Here, 98 9, 8 o'clock at night, I can walk. I can maybe go to a small restaurant. You know, I can still walk in the streets, whereas in my country, it's not a good idea at all. It doesn't matter if it's daytime or nighttime. The security there is not good at all. And for me here, I really haven't had a problem. Not once. I haven't felt unsafe in Colombia once. You know, not once.
Excellent. Now, about, well, we talk about this security, right? What are those things you highlight about South Africa?
In terms of the security?
In general terms.
In a good way.
Yes. So if I were a traveler and I wanted to go there, what would be your recommendation? Face to high.
Definitely. Like, we do have a lot of nature, which is also quite beautiful. You get a lot of safari lodges, a lot where you can see all the wild animals. And we are very famous for the big five animals, and like the National Kruger Park. We have places like Cape Town with the waterfront there. There are quite a few places that's been known to as a traveler. Well, it depends on which country you're from. It might be cost effective for you, or it might be expensive for you. It depends on where you're from.
Sure.
But there were so many landscapes that you can go to. Like, some of the provinces are like run over with wildlife. Other is desert, but with caves and water, which is very unexpected. It's pleasant to see. But yeah, then we also have like a big place like Gold Reef City. We have the Lost City, which is like a massive holiday resort with ancient architecture, a lot of nature around, animals, golfing estates. So it's quite a lot to do.
When I was younger, one of my dreams was to be in Cape Town. So someone told me that it's beautiful. It's building
clubs. I've never been to Cape Town. Where I'm from, it's about 1,300 kilometers. Ooh. So, yeah, to go on a holiday is very expensive. So if you go on a holiday, you go to the river, which is like 12 kilometers away, because you can afford that. But Cape Town, no. But I've known quite a few people that have went, and this is quite great. Yeah. No.
Well, I don't think this. Now, in terms of recommendations, if you had people from South Africa, what would be your recommendation to invite them to come here to Colombia?
I would definitely recommend that. Definitely. I mean, the quality of life in Colombia is actually better. It's, in a way, more peaceful. The attitude people have is a little bit more calm. And the warmth of Colombians definitely something to welcome. Definitely something that I enjoy. Cost of living is also better on that side. So there's so many reasons I can actually tell South Africans to come this way. But I would rather not, because I want to be here. It's a creation state.
All right. Now, apart from Bogota, have you ever been in other places?
Sadly, not yet. The furthest I've been out was Kota and Chia. I haven't had the time to travel yet.
How was it changed?
It was actually quite nice. Chia is not too far off from Bogota, but there's a few old sections which are also quite nice to visit. The food is good. They have small festivals now and then, which is nice to go. And to get there, super easy.
You're right. All right. Well, we are short on, so our time is up. So thank you so much for being here in this Virgo School Way podcast. And well, I don't know if you have something extra to say to anyone else or students. To people.
Well, guys, if you want to get to know me, if you want to get to know a little bit of English, you can always visit me in the Super Branch of Americans.
Thank you so much. And you see you in this American School Way podcast.
Have a nice one.